Welcome to Film Studies Bling Bling. This is a special episode dedicated to the Harlem African Animation Festival. It is the first festival in the United States to be entirely dedicated to animated films and series from Africa. The festival opening will take place on November 14th, and as the festival's online, people from all over the world will have the chance to attend the festival for free. In a first interview, you can listen to Bukari Savadogo, the founder of the festival. And afterwards, you can meet Aseitu Kone. She will visit the festival. With her, I will talk about the festival from a student perspective. So I'm very pleased to welcome Bukari Savadogo. Hello again.
Hello, Ana Luisa. Nice to be back.
Some listeners already know you, Bukari, because in episode 11, you were my Bling of the Month. You are assistant professor of cinema studies at the City University of New York. And in the aforementioned episode, we talked about your outstanding research on African cinema. And well, now we have decided to produce a special edition because from November 14th until November 22nd, the first edition of the Harlem African Animation Festival takes place, and you are the founder of the festival. So we thought, well, it might be a good idea to have a little chat about the festival and to use the podcast to promote this really exciting event. Bukari, you founded the festival earlier this year, as far as I know, and the first edition was initially scheduled to be held in May this year. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
I had a truck right before outside my window.
Oh my God.
Sorry, New York.
No problem. Yeah, that's New York. That's nice. And it was, well, held, scheduled to be in May, right? And then the pandemic hit. So the festival was initially planned as a festival taking place in a cinema. And now it has become an online edition. Tell us about this. I mean, how was that for you, and to what extent did you have to adapt the program for the transition to online?
It has been, a lot of work, because initially it was scheduled to be in-person event in a theater in Harlem here. And I have all the lineup, all the invitations sent out, and also, basically air ticket paid for.
Aww.
So and I'm talking around, that was January. And then COVID hit mid-March in New York here, and I said, okay, you know what, maybe it's something that will be a bit very temporary.
Oh no.
And then it was a roller coaster. And then I think in May I decided to push the festival to postpone it until October 17 and 18, hoping that by then New York would allow cinema theaters to open and the theater, the festival will be in person. And then
the opposite.
And then October, yes, and nothing happened. And I'm like, okay, you know what? There is one option, which is to do it online. I know it will be a lot of work. And I knew also that I will lose some of the segment of the festival. I will have to condense, a digital edition. And also I know that, okay, there is nothing that can replace the human interaction. And that's, it's a very difficult to replicate digitally. But, I look forward to the digital edition, as you said, from November 14 through the 22nd.
I can imagine that it's a tons of work now to do, but nevertheless, it's so important, I mean, for the audience and for us to have this opportunity to take part in this festival. I mean, it's a sign. I mean, in these times, it's so good and so heartwarming to have the possibility to nevertheless participate in a cinema experience, I would say.
Yes, because we are in a time where really everybody knows COVID, so we are at home. We feel, I don't say lonely, but the experience, the human contact, the human interaction is lost. But also we need culture. We need some semblance of life to still go on. And we know that for cinema, the industry is really impacted. So I think little efforts like festivals will really keep rekindle the fire there to help us, we in cinema, to keep going, but also to support creators in the realm of culture.
Bukhari, what objectives are you aiming to achieve with the festival? I mean, except from the things you mentioned now, what were the objectives when you founded the festival initially, and what are the objectives you're still holding on now?
The objective still stays the same because, excuse me, maybe to give a little background to how I came to founding this festival.
Yeah,
it goes back 3 years ago, because 3 years ago I was doing research on my second book, African Film Studies, An Introduction. And in that book, there is a chapter on African animation. And I really, struggled to find scholarly written articles on African animation or animation in Africa. You only have a couple of them. As of now, there is no book on African animation. So, and as I go through it, I realize how this is a long tradition in Africa of producing animation that goes back, to the mid-1960s. So for me, it's really to bring attention and to bring voice, to give voice and presence to African animation in the U.S. here, because this is the first festival in the U.S. that is completely, entirely devoted to African animation. So to give voice to the African animation, but also to celebrate a practice that is well established in Africa, but yet even on the continent, not much has been said or done or celebrate animation. So for me, is really to give presence, to celebrate, and also to help people in the diaspora to reconnect with African culture, to reconnect with identity, and to reconnect with oral storytelling.
Wow. And tell us about the programming activities of the festival. What will we and the guests be able to watch and experience?
Because of COVID, this is a scaled-down program. So the program activities include live streaming of selected films.
Mm-hmm.
And second will be panel discussion that we'll have. One panel discussion will be on Mustafa Alassane, who is considered and regarded as the father of African animation. And the second panel allows animators to really, tell their own stories, because I want the viewers and listeners to be able, those who will join us, at the festival online, to be able to go through, to be in the shoes of the animators. What brought those, creators to animation? What were some of the challenges that they encountered? And really, give us some, I would say, personal insight into how maybe each one of them works differently, and what is the personal experience with animation, and how, where do they see progress in the future of animation in Africa or African animation?
It seems to me that this really is not a sort of academic event, but more a really hands-on approach, so that you really can get an idea of the practice of animation in the history, but also mainly nowadays. So who are you expecting at the festival? Who's the target audience?
It's across the target audience. Obviously, with the panel, some of the discussion can be geared toward the scholarly audience, but I also target the general audience, because for those, the selected films, I really want everybody to engage with it, and not necessarily watch the film with critical lenses, trying to dissect the film and its thematic or technical elements. No, because I will take the specific example of the African immigrant communities in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
One of the challenges for, we can call it, the second generation children born here, or children who are brought here younger, some of the challenges that parents face is really, how do you reconnect with the culture back home, but also be rooted in the U.S. here? And I think that okay, some of those animated films and series kind of takes the viewer back into the cultural context of Africa. So you take the example of the African immigrant community to say that it's geared, you know, with the target audience is not only, you know, academic scholarly, but the scholars, but also everybody, the general audience.
Mm. And for younger people as well. I mean,
yes.
Definitely for students. And yeah, okay. And for people with no or little exposure to African animation, what general introductory information can you share, Bukhari, so that you may have some basic knowledge about animation in Africa? For instance, our students, I would say they're not yet so familiar with African animation, but nevertheless, it would be brilliant to have them as guests at the festivals.
Yeah, for just, you know, some basic knowledge about African animation, I would say really the founding figure or the pioneering figure is Mustafa Alhassan from Niger. And his first animation, I think, came out 1965. I think La Mort de Ganji, The Death of Ganji, which is, you know, pretty early on. If we consider that Black Girl by Samben Usman, 1966, is the first African film that got international recognition. So means that only 1 year later you have, or 1 year before. So that tells you that, okay, you have a very long standing tradition of animation practice in Africa. So you have Mustafa Alhassan. And then, you know, okay, after Mustafa Alhassan, I would say you have Jean-Michel Kibuchi from DRC, Democratic Republic of Congo, who is also one of the main figures. And also from South Africa, we have Kendrick, who's also one prominent figure of animation. And then, you know, from the year 2000 onward, we have a very, I would say, the democratization of the animation practice in Africa with countries like Madagascar. Very people know about it, but Madagascar has has long been one of the few countries in Africa where animation was really prevalent, but slowly now, almost in every country, we have a new generation of animation that, you know, that is coming through. And also, it's one of the sectors that we can see large media companies from the U.S., you know, trying to get into the market in Africa.
Thank you for sharing this with us, Bukhari. And I have to say, I have to recommend your book, The Introduction on African Cinema Studies, because I know that this book, for instance, is in our library. So if students are listening, just borrow this book, read the chapter on African animation, and you're perfectly prepared for taking part in this beautiful event. Bukhari, how can the audience join in this online edition from anywhere in the world? I mean, I would like to be part of this festival as well, and I'm here in Germany.
Yeah, so it's not geo-blocked, which means, you know, from anywhere from the world, you can join us. And I will share the different links with you, Ana-Louise, so maybe you can include it in the podcast.
I will do that, definitely.
Yes, yeah, because we have links that, you know, for the different live streaming and also for the webinar, for the panels. So I will share the links with you, and you, I think from the podcast, everybody can, you know, copy the link to join us.
And will the audience members have to pay to watch the films online?
No, for this edition, it's free. So, you know, can join for free.
That's
so yeah, it's COVID. So we, you know, we're doing our part to really, you know, help everybody, you know, get immersed in African cinema at no cost.
Oh, thank you so much. That's brilliant. Perfect. And for one more time, do you want to repeat the dates and the times and the platform for the Harlem African Animation Festival, Bukhari?
Yes, the dates are November 14 through November 22nd. And the activities include live streaming of selected films and also panel discussions. So those are, you know, the activities. And for how to join us, if you are listening to this, I think by the time you finish listening to this, you will see the different links to join us during the festival, and it's free.
Thank you very much, Bukhari. I wish you all the best for the last preparations, and I'm very much looking forward to the festival and would like to really invite all the listeners to be part of the first edition of the Harlem African Animation Festival. And you can find the links, as Bukhari said, in the podcast, in the
show notes,
and also on my webpage. So I will make sure that everyone gets the link to take part. Thank you very much, Bukhari.
Thank you so much for having me. My pleasure.
I'm very pleased to welcome Aissatou Kone. Hello, and thank you so much for taking the time.
Hi, Anna. How are you? Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure. It's my pleasure. I'm fine, and let's start our little conversation. I mean, but wait, before we talk about the Harlem African Animation Festival, I would say it would be great to get to know you a bit better. I mean, I know from your professor that you're a very, very dedicated student at the City University of New York. In which degree program are you enrolled?
So right now I'm currently seeking a bachelor's in political science. This is actually my last semester. Yes, and minoring in Black studies as well as the French language.
And as I know, you have a keen interest in African film. Bukhari Savadog told me that in this fall, it is the second consecutive semester that you're taking an African cinema course with Bukhari.
Yes, exactly. I have a high interest in African film. When I was younger, I used to do scenario writing. I'm originally from Mali, which is in West Africa. So I do have, like, ever since, you know, it has a major, like, film, anything that's visual and film has a major effect when it comes to, like, younger populations, especially the younger populations. And they're very much influenced, you know, whether, you know, we know it or not, they're very much influenced by, you know, what happens or what's going on. Whatever they see is like something that they carry in a certain sense.
Okay.
So I feel like it's very important to properly kind of attribute, you know, what we're showing to them. And, you know, representation definitely matters.
Does film plays a role also in your current, you take part in the Sahel Young Professional Program, you're a program analyst in this program. Is there audiovisual media, is it also a part of this program? Can you tell us a bit about that?
So the Sahel Young Professional Program is under the Sahel Development Initiatives, and it's more of a career seek, like bridging the gap between young adults and receiving a career. And I would say the visual aspect of it, you know, just like kind of the image, you know, the what you're promoting for young people to be encouraged to apply into a program that would help them kind of, you know, have that successful life, you know, getting onto that career. And from there, basically just pursuing a better future for themselves.
Ah, I see. Okay. You have set up an own project. Flores is the title. Is there film involved or visual media?
For Flores, not yet, but it is mostly based on discussion topics that have to do with like socio-cultural and socio-economic issues. What I have kind of there, I don't know, there's this production house in New York City, the Urban Streaming Network. And what they do is basically they're looking for young producers that, you know, young producers of color that are willing to, you know, either make film or have films or documentaries that that basically that portray urban lifestyle or a Black lifestyle, or, you know, whether it be from the diaspora, like the Caribbean, Africa.
Yeah.
And right now I'm kind of using my platform to recruit. In that sense, you know, people who are able to do that or who already have a production house.
Aissatou, we have decided to produce this special edition because from November 14th until November 22nd, the first edition of the Harlem African Animation Festival takes place and you will attend the festival. Do you regularly attend film festival or particularly African film festivals in New York City?
I don't, honestly. Ever since I started, you know, I've had a certain interest between kind of like the theater world and film. last year, I believe, yes, last year, Professor Sabadogo invited me to an African film festival. Mm-hmm. And it was maybe my first or second time. And I found it like just so much so interesting that, you know, the different subjects and different things that I was seeing from, you know, different filmmakers and their perspective of things, especially things that, you know, I would have assumed were, you know, common to me or common to only a specific person.
Mm. And what are you particularly looking forward to during the Harlem African Animation Festival?
I think I'm looking mostly for like common understanding, kind of like, you know, you want to resonate with what, you know, the film is talking about. I feel like, you know, that's really important. People like to resonate with the main character or resonate with the situation that's going on. And when it comes to like kind of animated film, I think it's going to be very interesting to see, you know, how you connect that with African culture. And, you know, it's such Africa, the African continent is just so diverse within itself that there's so many ways it could go. And there's so many things that, you know, to see. So I'm really much looking forward to, you know, the diversity of that.
And what is your favorite African animated film or an African story you would like to see it animated so that the film can perhaps be seen at a future edition of the Harlem African Animation Festival?
So the two films that, you know, are like pretty popular, Kirikou.
Mm-hmm.
And Kirikou is very popular. And I remember that even when I was a lot younger and, you know, people singing the song. And, you know, I feel like the behind story of Kirikou with the witch and everything, it was very important, you know, kind of like it shows that, you know, there's always a reason for why people act the way they act. So I feel like Kirikou was very good. One of the newest ones that was on Netflix is Aya de Yopugo,
mm-hmm.
which is an Ivory Coast based film. And I feel like that also is, you know, the way they talk and the way that, like, it's the person, you know, if you're from Ivory Coast, you can resonate with that. You know, you automatically understand that it automatically makes you happy to watch it. I feel like that's very important.
You already gave us an idea that for you, it's very important that, yeah, visual culture or films are important to build identity or to identify. Maybe we can go into this a bit deeper. I mean, what would you say? What is the role of film festivals in particular in helping students get a better understanding, especially of African cinema?
Oh, I think it's very important. I think film festivals are very important because, you know, it's kind of that, you know, that one chance that you get to watch a series of, let's say, it not even specifically African film, but, you know, regardless, wherever the film is, whether it's, you know, Afro-Latino or Portuguese, like, it gives you a chance to see back to back to back different perspectives of the same exact culture, of the same culture, or the same ethnicity, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's the opportunity that gives, instead of, you know, being told, I feel like, you know, it's a lot easier than getting suggestions from a friend to watch this and this and then this. With a festival, you get the whole entire thing. You know, you get basically back-to-back movies or back-to-back films that are explaining kind of, sometimes, you know, it's explaining the same thing in different lights or in different perspective or different angles. And you really get a sense of identity with that. You know, you really get a sense of, this is how this, you know, these were people from the same country or the same region. And, you know, this is how they each had it in their own experience. This is how they each went through their own experience. So I feel like that's the important aspect for students to kind of go to festivals if they ever get a chance to.
Mm. Do you expect other students to take part in the festival? So do you have the, or friends of yours? So do you have the chance to discuss your viewing experience, the things you watch then on the festival?
Yes, I definitely feel like, especially the course that I'm taking with Professor Sabadogo, I feel like he really gives us the opportunity to kind of watch the film and then discuss it, which is really important because it really gives you an idea of how, you know, even though we're all watching the same thing, people still have different perspectives of what they saw.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's really interesting and really important when it comes to film, is how each person perceives things. And yeah, I'm hoping that, you know, I'm pretty sure that, you know, this festival will be as successful, and that especially a lot of people who love anime, they would be interested in kind of seeing an African animated film festival.
Thank you very much for the short interview. I wish you a wonderful time at the festival. I really hope that a lot of people will attend. I mean, it's online, so everyone around the world is invited to take part in this festival. And it's for free, and beautiful films will be in the program. Maybe we see each other at online. I don't know whether we're able to see each other, but I will attend as well.
We'll see each other's names, that's for sure.
Perfect. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
This was a special edition of Film Studies Bling Bling. I hope you will join the festival. The links you need to attend the screening can be found in the show notes and in the episode description of this podcast. If you type Film Studies Bling Bling into a search engine, you can find my website. Here I will place the links to the festival as well. The next regular episode of Film Studies Bling Bling will be released on November 20th. Thank you so much for listening, and enjoy the festival.